England vs India, Test cricket defended like a subculture, with good reason, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-07-01T18:07:25.022Z, description colon England's first Test victory over India was another reason to defend the longest format of the game, writes Stefan Chamilt, dot. Tests defended like a subculture for good reason, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, England pulled off their second highest successful run chase in a test to beat India at Headingley, Stefan Chamilt, chief cricket reporter, published, 1 hour ago, 54 comments, Test cricket is brilliant. You may have known that long before England's defeat of India in the first test, or discovered it through what happened at Headingley. Last Wednesday morning, the day after England strolled a chase of 371, there was a spike in social media engagement with posts giving love to the five-day game. Test cricket is the best format, the Rolls-Royce of our great game, there's nothing else like Test cricket. Naturally, there was a bit of hundred bashing in there, too. These outbursts of support each time there is a half-decent test are a strange phenomenon, akin to a subculture being vindicated for a passion in something that would otherwise seem a bit weird. Like admitting to a love of Warhammer, pro wrestling or McFly, no, yes, sometimes, in case you're wondering. As a comparison to other sports, there is not the same fervor after a Premier League thriller, tense final round of a golf major or five-set epic at Wimbledon. Not the same need to proclaim that is why, insert sport here, is the best. There are good reasons for Test cricket devotees to feel under attack, and therefore moved to defend their corner. No other sport has the multiple formats of cricket, something that should be a strength but instead has become its biggest weakness. No other sport has so violently torn itself apart, even if golf has given it a good go, Archer kept on to bond with England's squad as India ponder changes, published 5 hours ago, Flintoff not thinking about becoming England coach, published 3 hours ago, Rabbit Pie, why England's tongue is so good against tail-enders, published 1 day ago. This is not meant to be a dig at franchise and short-form leagues. They can be excellent in their own right. In a competitive global market, it is remarkable that what is essentially a new sport has become so lucrative in little more than 20 years. Where all the different elements of cricket should be able to rub along together for the betterment of each other, we have somehow landed in a civil war, almost exclusively fueled by the game's administrators. Take the Hundred, as an example. English cricket is right to have a franchise league and the money due to come in should be lauded as a fantastic opportunity for the sport in this country. Instead, the Hundred has never recovered from the awful PR of its launch, a message of cricket for people who do not like cricket. It alienated those already enthralled by the game, who are now stirred to protect their bit of it. The fabric of Test cricket has been chipped away by poor scheduling, and the pursuit of dollars, pounds, and rupees. If it is eradicated to nothing, leaving a revolving road show of leagues, cricket will be infinitely poorer for it. An obvious solution is to separate the calendar into dedicated windows for the different formats, just like football and rugby ring fence various times for international and domestic competitions. Now it is down to cricket's governors to show the required guts and gumption. The irony of Test cricket being under attack is the on-field product has never been so good. Since the beginning of 2024, West Indies have won in Brisbane, England in Hyderabad and Sri Lanka at the Oval. Everyone has an opinion on the impenetrable format of the World Test Championship, yet it still managed to produce a joyous final at Lord's last month, with South Africa finally climbing the mountain by toppling the mighty Australians. Even in the past week, away from Leeds, West Indies flirted with pulling off something special against the Aussies in Barbados and, in Zimbabwe, 19-year-old Luan Diarra Pretorius became the youngest man to make 100 for South Africa. Keep an eye on him, a megastar of the future. More broadly, runs are being scored faster, wickets taken more regularly, there are more close matches and fewer draws than ever before. The run rate across all Test cricket in the past 3 years has been 3.60, the highest of any three-year period. Over the same time, less than 10% of tests were drawn, down from more than 20% across the previous 20 years and more than 40% historically. It is a disregard for draws that marks England's best bowlers out as innovators. It would be hyperbole to say they have saved Test cricket, still not unreasonable to say they have altered the perspective on the way it could be played. 37 tests and counting since Ben Stokes and Brendan McCullum united, only one soggy draw among them. Draws can be thrilling, some wonderful tests have been drawn, but by being so bullish about not considering a stalemate as a possibility, this England team have added a thrilling aspect to the five-day narrative. For those watching, it leaves the wonder of how England will attempt to force a result, regardless of the situation. For opponents, it leaves the fear of always being in danger, the confusion of what it will take to beat Stokes' team. For England, it gives the clarity of thought to attempt and comfortably complete a run chase like the one in Leeds, removing the seed of doubt sown by the safety net of a draw. As an opening chapter of a 10-part story, comprising this India series and the Ashes against Australia this winter, Headingley was perfect, more than living up to the pre-match billing. There will have been plenty of other series with as much expectation as the two England are undertaking, though it is hard to remember a time when Test cricket has been in such sharp focus for a period of time as prolonged as the next 7 months. England were favourites at Headingley and could, probably should, have lost. India paid the price for dropped catches, a crucial Harry Brook wicket off a no-ball and a tail that refused to wag. As a result, the tourists are in a muddle at Edgbaston. Do they play another one of their Jasprit Bumrah chips, leaving only one for the rest of the series? Can they find a place for magician wrist spinner Kuldeep Yadav and simultaneously boost their lower order batting? England are settled, with the prospect of Jofra Archer returning for the third test next week at Lord's, the ground where he made his electrifying debut 6 years ago. Steve Smith and all that. It would be good for the series if India won this week. Level at 1-1 is all to play for, 2-0 down is as good as over. The visitors will have to battle history they have never won in 8 visits to Edgbaston spanning 58 years. Another classic incoming, related topics, England men's cricket team India cricket, more on this story, get cricket news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 54, top stories, live. Wimbledon, Krejcikova begins title defense, Sinner in action, 23,728 viewing 24K viewing, live. FIFA Club World Cup, Real Madrid face Juventus in last 16, Muani spurns chance for Italians, 12,414 viewing 12K viewing, live. England slipped to 2-2 in pursuit of 182 to beat India in second T20, 7,992 viewing 8K viewing, elsewhere on the BBC, going inside real-life couples therapy, investigating the rise of medical conspiracy theories, a new comedy drama wrapped in a gripping family mystery, amazing young people across history, elsewhere in sport, faith amid the fury, how Lion King Idoj keeps his peace, sweltering Switzerland, how hot is Euro 2025 going to be, is it conceivable that Mercedes could drop Russell for Verstappen, Al-Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, meet the only English manager at the Euros, all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon. Video all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon, FIFA should consider playing World Cup final at 9 a.m. I can't hear it, Wimbledon's first day of electronic calling, what are main questions facing England before Euros, a family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open, have we watched Messi's final game on global stage, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions, Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes, what factors are at play, the end of one of football's great fullback duos, where do they rank, the Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40, the chase is on, why no team can feel safe against Stokes England, why best-dressed officials are missing from Wimbledon, which young players could light up Euro 2025, what do you remember about? The 2013 Lions Tour, Home News Sport Business Innovation Culture Travel Earth Audio Video Live, Terms of Use About the BBC Privacy Policy Cookies Accessibility Help Parental Guidance Contact the BBC BBC Emails for You Advertise with Us, Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country://etn/language=engbn/service=commercial/colon/name/colon/global navigation/comma/props/colon/country/colon/it/comma/language/colon/eng/comma/service/colon/commercia.